Welcome to the Big Band Serenade.
Charles Herman, 1913 to 1987, better known as Woody Herman, was an American jazz clarinetist, alto and soprano saxophonist, singer, and big band leader. Herman was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. As a child, he worked as a singer in vaudeville. Then he became a professional saxophone player at the age of 15. When Isham Jones's band, of which Herman had been a member, broke up in 1937, he formed his own band, the Woody Herman Orchestra, with some of his bandmates. This band became known for its orchestrations of the blues and were sometimes billed as the band that plays the blues. Chief among the more than 50 hits recorded by the band were Woodchopper's Ball, Blue Flame, and Blues in the Night. In 1943, the band was named the Herman Herd by George Simon, editor of the Metronome magazine. This band's music was heavily influenced by Duke Ellington and Count Basie. Its lively swinging arrangements combining bop themes with swing rhythm parts were greatly admired. Igor Stravinsky wrote Ebony Concerto for the band. Other pieces for which the band had become known included Caledonia and Northwest Passage. Featured musicians were trumpeter Sonny Berman, trumpeter-arranger Niall Hefti, tenor saxist Flip Phillips, trombonist Bill Harris, pianist-arranger Ralph Burns, drummers Davy Tuff, Don Lehman, and bassist Chubby Jackson, who was the driving force and talent scout behind the band's progressive development. Herman disbanded the orchestra in 1946 to spend more time with his wife and family, but in 1947 organized the Second Herd. This band featured a cooler sound, provided by such musicians as Stan Getz, Al Cohn, Gene Ammons, Louis Levy. Among the band's hits were Early Autumn, The Goof and I, and Four Brothers. This band later became known as the Four Brothers Band. Herman's many later bands included the Third Herd and the New Thundering Herd. He was known for hiring the best young musicians and using their arrangements. His band's book, consequently, came to be heavily influenced by rock and roll. He continued to perform until 1980, chiefly to pay back taxes caused by a band manager in the 1960s. When he became ill and was forced to give up the band, the Internal Revenue Service seized his assets, including his home. While still ill, he picked Frank Tiberi, who leads the band in performances to this day. As always, I'm going to try to present Woody Herman's music in chronological order. Well, our first selection today is going to be from 1937, a piece that a lot of bands played back then, called A Lady from Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue,
was the talk of the gay Riviera. And they don't walk a mile for that glamorous smile of the lady from Fifth Avenue. She had bankers and brokers galore, for there wasn't a girl who was fairer. Every human in pants tried to start a romance with the lady from Fifth Avenue. One sunny day, she sailed away to the USA. After we kissed, I couldn't resist her loving and laughter, so I followed after the lady from Fifth Avenue. It was in a cafe that I found her, with the ritziest there, serving hamburgers. There was the lady from Fifth Avenue.
I also want to make a note that as you're listening to these great musical works, listen to the progression of his works over the years. This next one is Laura, 1945.
That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Staying in 1945, this next selection is Caledonia, which was one of his big hits.
But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you. Love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name. That's what she told me, no kidding. That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma!
I think that he maybe should have listened to his mama, don't you think? Staying in 1945, we'll listen to Happiness is a Thing Called Joe.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they see little Joes passing by. When he kisses me, it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away and life is easy going. Does he? Because this is just a thing called joy. All I need to know, because happiness is just a thing called joy.
Well, that was a very beautiful piece, and the vocals on that was Francis Wayne. Our next piece is Apple Honey. It's a jazz piece from 1945. '46 was one of Woody Herman's great hits, The Woodchopper Ball. Thank you. Our next presentation is Seraph Dance, 1947. I know that all of us have heard that one before. It's been used in so many different situations. Our next selection is Four Brothers from 1947, one of his big hits.
Thank you.
Here's another one of his hits, Early Autumn, 1949. This week we're going to close out the Big Band Serenade with I Left My Hat in Haiti, as sung by Billy Erskine, from the Royal Wedding in 1951.
I left my hat in Haiti, in some forgotten flat in Haiti. I couldn't tell you how I got there. I only know it was so hot there. She took my hat politely and wound her arms around me tightly. But I remember nothing clearly except the flame when she came near me. Her eyes had the glow of surrender, and her touch, it was tender. And with someone as fiery as that, you forget about your hat. So if you go to Haiti, there is a girl I know in Haiti. If you can find her, you'll adore her. Just look around till you found someone who has a blue-gray fedora. As fiery as that, you forget about your hat. So if you go to Haiti, there is a girl I know in Haiti. If you can find her, you'll adore her. Just look around till you found someone who has a blue-gray fedora.